shaved head. Forget contingencies from weather and wind. My Helen's head was shaved, the shortest bit of stubble growing in. With darkened, arching black eyebrows, Betty Blue mouth penciled red, jet patent leather trench and high-heeled boots, she seemed more mannequin for Fashion Ave's penitent spread than enemy to brass at Camp Lejeune. Simply and grudgingly put, her talk was action. Invincible in Bell Atlantic block and tack, she converted non-coms and saved COs, harped flint and skinned the chair of military courts through well-pitched cheek, prompt dispatch from the War Resisters League. She looked good even on a bicycle, hemming left through traffic on 14th Street, locking up on Lafayette or Grand. She doused for me to celebrate, marched right through human waste and Bowery puddles, stretched her legs over the last old-fashioned hobos up to East 2nd Street. Those ancient days, our vestibule was manned by crack-dealing Stan, a concierge of wit and improv, half his face scored by orange scars from hydrofluoric burns. He kept the place safe. But I had gone, cleared out behind a gang of kids from Bronxville, high on catnip winds, shell game victims. Left Stan my toaster, shelves, a wire birdcage, and, for once, nothing to say, except to ask if he could touch her skull. Even now it makes no sense. Her precedence, I knew, lurched out of focus. Photos from France after the Vichy fell, Jeannes and Sylvians who'd made Nazi mall. Those Belfast girls last ditched by soldier boys or peelers. Two-toned Bergen Belsen, bald sister to Fort Santiago. Then Squeaky Fromm, the other Manson moms at Charlie's trial. Extremes of Joan of Arc, or even Buddhist nuns. Hated, chastened, or chased at least. Not what you'd run, I ran. Your fingers satisfied across, the stubble surprising, soft as mink or fox, and arch your back, as I did once she found me uptown. Say yes, I give again when she went down, and faster now, quick as the television dropped after dishes to the curb, or slipped gradually up, the seconds separating as slowly as, but more exquisitely than, ticks off expensive 50-minute hours and some community service. All gone, and just as easily forgotten, the raft of former friends I'd cursed and floated off the island. Shaved head, her slender neck, dark shoulders, that was half, or less, her most convincing argument.